Welcome back to Hour 2 of Sound Space. We are in the spotlight with the band Takenobu, which is really the middle name and all-encompassing band and artist name for Nick Takenobu Ogawa. This name is a combination of the Japanese kanji characters of Nick's father and grandfather's names, and loosely translated means iron will. Takenobu is currently touring a self-release called Conclusion. It is an album that is comprised of music with vocals and violin by Catherine Cook and vocals and cello by Nick Ogawa. Nick is an independent cellist and composer of musical projects encompassing both solo and band recordings. You might recognize Nick's name from the band Kishibashi. He has toured and recorded cello for that band. Takenobu will also tour more extensively to promote his new album, Conclusion, later in this summer. Nick grew up in rural Vermont. At 20, he moved to Kyoto, Japan, where his ascribed meaning to his sacred feeling he found in the forest of his childhood really came alive. The world's natural wonder came into focus through the lens of Japanese Shintoism, a naturalistic religion that finds kami, or deities, in natural objects and animals. In 2017, Ogawa met violinist Catherine Cook, and soon after recording an album's worth of material together, they were engaged. Through the perspective of naturalism, Conclusion explores the symbiosis of love and the mysticism of the wild wood. We are now entering the spotlight zone with a phone-in interview with Nick Takenobu Ogawa. Let's hear what came about in this conversation here on Sound Space.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We are in the spotlight here in Sound Space at the top of Hour 2, and we have a special guest in the studio, one of my favorite composers. It's Nick Takenobu. Your full name description is Nick Takenobu Ogawa, and it's a beautiful name, all of those pieces. Welcome to Sound Space and to our audiences here in the Inland Northwest.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nick, you came on my radar when I was watching some food show on Netflix. I don't know if it was Chef's Table or it was a sushi segment or something, and I heard this most wonderful music. It even tasted good, along with the food that I was watching being made. And I said, I have to find out who that artist is. And it was you, Nick. I think I reached out to you at that time and I said, oh my gosh, Nick, I'm going to have to catch up with you. You have a number of albums out, which you do. You have a great discography thus far in your career. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think you had, at that point, sent me some copies of other albums of yours, like Climactica. I'll tell you what the irony of that is just today, in prepping for this interview, I did not know at all that a song off of Climactica is on this album, the new one of yours called Conclusion, and the song is Tokidoki.
Yeah, we actually did a couple of songs from that album on this one to recycle some material. We used Tookie Dookie, Fight to Make It Up, and Dark in the City, actually, because most all of Climactica was recorded using electric instrumentation, which, you know, was a experiment at the time. I'm proud of that album, but the cello, I think, is best suited in its natural acoustic realm. So I always wanted to do those songs acoustically. So that's what we did. Conclusion, to bring it kind of back home again.
Yeah. You have a long history of doing solo cello work for a number of bands and probably studio sessions and whatnot. That probably is your heart instrument, is it, Nick?
Yeah, I grew up playing it. I mean, I actually started on violin when I was too young to be any good at it at all. We moved to Vermont when I was 6, and there was no violin teachers that I liked, but my parents found a wonderful cello teacher who was a Dutch woman who taught at Middlebury College, where my parents were teaching, and I studied with her from the time I was 6 until I was 18. It's just been, you know, part of my life for as long as I can remember.
Oh my goodness, Nick, that is a true relationship there that you're talking about.
It really is.
Do you keep in touch with them?
Yeah, she still teaches. I don't take lessons from her in a long time. Mm-hmm. But yes, she still lives in Vermont, just down the road from my parents. It's been a little while since I've seen her, but we've exchanged emails, and she's doing well.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a great connection there to speak about. I can understand some of that when I do understand your music. There's a continuity to your expression that is very strong. It's almost like a backbone, and I feel that. Nick, what I'd like to do is bring up the new album that is out, Conclusion, and it's a self-released album. It is produced by Nashville engineer Kevin Harper, but it's recorded with violinist and singer Catherine Cook. I would absolutely love if you would tell listeners in our Sound Space audience here, what is your connection to Catherine? Because it's a wonderful story.
She is someone who I met through a mutual friend who needed someone to watch her dog. And I was available to do that, and we met. And then it turned out that she was a violinist, and I was looking for a violinist at the time, and, broached the subject of maybe playing music together. And we started doing that 2 years ago, to practicing, you know, together every now and then, becoming more and more interested in each other. And we started dating as we started playing music together, and then we got engaged just this last November after recording this album together. And we're going to be married next year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well,
very exciting.
Yeah, I bet it's very exciting. Well, what a great way to kind of christen some of your relationship by this album being put out.
Yeah.
And you know what? Why don't we just, jump into the music right here, right now, and play Tokie Dokie off Conclusion?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's play that version.
Great.
All right, here we go. Well, that was Toki Doki. What Toki Doki means is from time to time, right, Nick?
Yeah, that's right. It's an onomatopoeia in Japanese, which there are tons of. But yeah, it means from time to time or every now and then.
It says in the cliff notes here for the album is that it expresses the longing to return to the city of Kyoto. At a certain age, at 20, it says, you moved to Kyoto, Japan. Tell us a little bit about what it was to go to a charming and sacred, beautifully mysterious place like Kyoto after having been in a place like Vermont, which in and of itself is a pretty mysterious place. Could you say a little bit about what that transition was for you as a musician?
Sure. It was, I mean, like you say, it was full of mystery and wonder. I was just enchanted by the city. I had been to Japan before, but to Tokyo, which is a very bustling, modern place. Mm-hmm. And Kyoto is very ancient, you know, it's a 1,000-year-old city with thousands of temples all over the place. Mm-hmm. And very flat, so you can walk around or bike around and not get exhausted. So it's just ripe for exploration. That's what I did. I practiced cello a lot while I was there and taught myself to sing and play at the same time. But it was really about discovering, you know, some part of my Japanese heritage there. The mix of modern and ancient stuff there was really cool.
Yeah. What stood out to you the most in your time there?
I think the sense of spirituality just being part of everyday life, the ritualistic way that, you know, there are little, tiny little temples on every street corner. I mean, and like, you know, like the size of a mailbox. I would notice these people who, you know, walk by, and the pace of life is a little bit slower there, and people are walking, and as they would walk by, they would clap their hands and kind of bow to this little shrine. And it was not this overtly, you know, the religion there was not overtly ceremonial in the sense that we have here. It was just every day there were little moments of acknowledgement of, in the Shinto religion, spirits live in, you know, every natural thing everywhere around the world. So it was just sort of that acknowledgement that I noticed that really struck me as being a wonderfully present way to to live life and to not have to make such a big to-do about things, just to, you can have little moments of awareness, and that's all that you need.
Right, almost like a live and let live in every moment, right, type of a feeling. Mm-hmm. And I see here that, you know, that really does bring about quite a gravity of the natural world. It gives it a weight and a substance, because it then, you become more conscious and aware of the presence of things. Would you say that that's kind of an experience that you can have with the Shintoism?
Absolutely.
I can really relate to it.
Little moments of gratitude, you know, it's about just kind of daily and, moment to moment acknowledgement of what's around you, I think is very important. You know, it's very easy to compartmentalize things, but to have that and just little reminders everywhere, it was a really magical thing to witness.
You know, your music is a bit like that, and especially your music where you accentuate things like food, Nick, and things on television, like a lot of visual things, and even as a film score composer, I'm sure that you have to look at all of the very slight and detailed nuances of things in order to create and compose that type of music.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, trying to imagine other people's experience or other people's emotional experience too is a huge part of that, which I love. You know, I mean, it's nice to have a job that asks you to be empathetic in that way.
Yeah, really, it does, because you're not blocking people out. You're bringing them in, right? You're bringing them into the scene, into the image. A little bit down the interview here, we're going to hear one of your newest piece from one of your newest soundtracks that you have out for a movie called Still. Nick, what is your, like, a typical day? I know that it couldn't, every day may not be typical, but what would be like a day for you in music in the studio? It looks like you're on the road a lot coming up. You're going to be doing a lot of touring.
Yeah, touring is very different, but in non-touring times, first thing, I have to have coffee. But then once I have the coffee, I really like to just get behind the cello first thing in the morning, especially not without like hearing anything else. Like, I don't like to hear any news or anything like that that'll kind of put me in any kind of different headspace. I like to get behind the cello and practice. I usually practice Bach to warm up, because the Bach cello suites are just like the cellist's Bible. They're so, I'm sure you've heard them,
yes,
and everybody's heard them, you know, especially the Yo-Yo Ma versions are amazing. But they're just, you know, they've been a staple of mine for as long as I can remember. And then I like to try to branch out and kind of experiment with stuff. I'm always trying to be writing something. And if it's, you know, sometimes it'll be a movie score if I'm lucky enough to be working on one, or otherwise I'll be working on just some sort of album project. A lot of stuff gets written and then nothing's done with it. You know, I like to enter into some kind of creative space on a daily basis and write something and be totally comfortable with throwing it away too. You know, it's about just doing it and figuring out if it's good later on.
Sure. If it has a life of its own, it'll take you in a certain direction or something. Right.
Exactly. And if it has legs and it could become something, then I try to continue working on that. And, you know, I either write it down or I have a little recording studio at my house that I will then record the idea and then try to tweak it and see if I can put any kind of other instrumentation too. I exercise every day. I either work out or I go for a run for a few miles, and then that's pretty much the whole day.
It sounds really holistic, and it's taking care of a lot of aspects of things for yourself. Well, I would like to play a second track off of Conclusion, your new album. It won't actually drop until May 24th, but you've been putting out a couple singles from this album as we've gone along as teasers.
Mm-hmm.
I want audiences to hear Glorious Harmonious.
Oh, cool.
And I just, those are two of my favorites, but obviously almost the whole album is my favorite. I have like Wow next to track number 5 and number 6. So we will be playing more from this album in future Sound Spaces. You can count on that. Do you have anything to say about that song, Glorious Harmonious, before we play it for Sound Space listeners?
I think it speaks for itself. I don't want to say too much about it, actually.
Okay, wonderful. That's all fair in all of this. Okay, let's play it. Here we go. Glorious Harmonious off of the album Conclusion by Nick Takanabu. And he's here with Catherine Cook on violin. Here we go.
To be so much easier. But then again, the snow used to fall so much deeper. I'm not gonna tell you the grass is always greener. You can see that for yourself by becoming a believer.
Well, that was a really great track. As I say on all of these spotlights to my listeners, if you like what you hear in the spotlight, make sure you go out and find the music and support the artist. Part of your career, and it's a huge part, is you've done soundtracks and for TV series like 42 Grams. You have a very fresh soundtrack out right now for the movie Still. And I would love to just ask you, could you tell us how your film score composition world fits into your own natural world? What is the best element of that for you?
It couldn't meld together any better. I love it. I'm not ashamed to admit I love movies. And it's such a fun part because you add the emotional cues to enhance the storytelling, which I think is what music really is for. That's what it does in people's daily lives, but you get to do it in collaboration with directors who are telling a story, and you can enhance that and help their vision to be more impactful. I only started doing it a couple of years ago, but I've really been enjoying it and hope that it can continue to expand.
We'll certainly let people draw their own conclusion, but I think you're well on your way. We're going to hear Moonshine Montage from the soundtrack Still. Okay, so I'm going to play that for audiences because they need to hear this aspect of your composition world. All right?
Sounds great.
Okay, here we go. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day and your life while you're not on the road yet to to speak with us and to share some of your insights into your work and your process. Really appreciate
Absolutely.
That. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. It was really fun.
One of the things that's really interesting is I a few years ago when Kishibashi, the band, put out the album The Light, they came on my radar and it just floored me. And this is something I dug up out of your bio and just didn't really know about till a while ago, that you actually have recorded and toured with Kishibashi. Maybe you can just say a kind of parting word about the time you're ready to go on the road with them with their new album. Is that right?
Yeah. I recorded on this past album with Kishibashi, going to be the new album that comes out in May 31st. We will tour opening for him and as part of his backing band on this upcoming tour in June.
That's another world in and of itself, Kishibashi, I'm sure, for you.
Absolutely,
as
yeah.
Well.
Brilliant songwriter and just amazing voice.
Yeah, and folks, he's a Pacific Northwesterner. He's a Seattleite. That's an interesting connection as well.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny. His mother knew my father from way back when because they're both Japanese teachers, but we only put that connection together way later.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Boy, more of the interconnectedness of our natural worlds, right, Nick?
Yeah, right.
Man. And that is organic as all get-go. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, thank you. We're going to go out on that expression. That's excellent. Thank you so much. Good luck on the road and be safe. Make more great music, Nick. Thanks so much for being
okay.
with us.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me.
All right. And that ends our spotlight on Nick Takenobu Ogawa.